from Rutvik about demystifying stack rocks. Welcome, Rutvik.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for staying back for the late evening talk. I appreciate your time. So my name is Rutvik Shivsagar. I work at Red Hat as a senior technical support engineer. I mainly work on solving OpenShift as well as stack rocks issues with the customer and with engineering teams. So with the recent time and security threats or attacks, we have seen that container and Kubernetes adoption has equally increased. With that, security has become a biggest concern, right? So we'll see how stack rocks is paving the way for Kubernetes native security and helping us to achieve or resolve the security issues with ease and automation. So this is the brief agenda for today's talk. So we'll, in the first few slides, we'll discuss current state of Kubernetes security, what are the best practices, and how DevSecOps approach really fits into the security posture, you know, to shift left the security for your developers as well as your security admins. And then we will see how StackRocks ecosystem is helping end users, developers, as well as your security teams to overcome the security issues with ease. And then we will have some demo at the end. So first of all, let's understand what is zero trust security, why we require zero trust security, right? So zero trust security is basically a framework which requires all the users to be authenticated and authorized continuously before they're being granted an access to your application and data. So if we manage to achieve zero trust security model, then I would say that we could resolve or minimize the impact at the very early stage of your application lifecycle. Then how exactly zero trust security fits into the software supply chain? So what exactly is software supply chain? It includes everyone and everything that touches your application code into entire software development lifecycle, right? It could be your deployment, it could be your final artifact, it could be your CI/CD pipeline. So it's essential that we build the application in such a way that the assurance at every stage of application is being taken seriously. That way we could achieve the trusted software supply chain. So yeah, we can see that securing dependencies, securing code, securing containers, as well as the infrastructure are all part of the software supply chain. Let me ask you this question. If you are using Kubernetes or in general any applications, have you ever delayed or slowed down the application deployment into production due to container security concerns? Any one of you? All right, I assume so, because that's how we go through application lifecycle. We deploy the application, then we analyze the application behavior, and we detect the vulnerabilities. So in the recent trend, we have seen some common factors or common anti-patterns which were causing delays for an application to get deployed on the production. So misconfiguration has topped the percentage where following to that we have vulnerabilities to remediate, right? So for example, we kind of able to detect the vulnerabilities, but somehow we tend to overlook them or we could not assess them accurately. That leads to the we get to know that, okay, vulnerability exists, but there are no proper ways or tooling to fix that kind of vulnerability. Then we ultimately have security issues at the runtime, you know, which could be costly, or it could affect your entire production. So how can we make sure that these kind of issues are reduced, let's say? So in today's world, we need DevSecOps approach. DevOps isn't enough, right? We need DevSecOps approach to shift left the security from our traditional security practices. So DevSecOps helps us define microservices architecture. It provides us declarative definition to, you know, harden your security parameters, network policies, and deployment configs. It also makes sure that the infrastructure stays immutable. So at the runtime, nobody else is allowed to touch the software or your application deployments. At the same time, it is important that we know Kubernetes native security is increasingly critical, and securing supply chain is also equally essential. So what are the basic Kubernetes security risks and challenges? So we know that containers are numerous and everywhere. If I have to put analogy, like we say that everything is a file in Linux. In a similar way, everything runs in a container when we talk about Kubernetes, right? So they may tend to pose compliance challenges. Every container image is tied up with some of the other container registries, right? So sometimes we even forget to add TLS-based authentication to our image registry. That may, expose security threats over the internet, if at all we expose that. And we are also aware that containers, by default, talk to each other without any network policies. So it is important that we define network policies at the early stages. And this one, I think most of you can relate that when we install Kubernetes, all of the configurations looks pretty easy, but defaults are usually the less secure, right?